something I just can't tame. I just got to have your baby. Yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I just lose control down to my very soul. I get a hot and cold all over. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.
Are you gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie?
Plastic.
こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
Well, ye come in at the road horse, go a little grey. Ye will come in at your haw, and yat and kangranola. And we'll come in at your horse, go a little grey. And we'll come in among ye all, for yat and kangranola. First ye played the notes of nice, go a little grey. And then ye played the notes of joy, for yat and kangranola. And then ye played the good old gabarill, sco a little grey. Which might have made a secret hill, for yat and kangranola.
Thank you.
biscuit baking.
We want to get to the point, mister. Now, what is it? What are you trying to tell us?
This is very old wine. I hope you will like it.
I just want to do God's will. And he has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Yeah.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Our theme is Royal Flush, and we are playing songs by or about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. Although in that last set, the idea was to play songs completely by or about kings. And we started with the Beatles and Sun King off of Abbey Road, and then Carol King, I Feel the Earth Move. Then a real short piece, a classic ballad from Ireland, I believe, by John Stickle, King Orfeo. Sounded a lot like he was saying granola to me. But in any case, we followed that with King of Spin and a track called Lifestyles, Part 2, from Communicate. And then, yes, it was the Kingsmen and their biggest ever hit, Louie, Louie. And we finished things off with the Cult and Sun King. Are you annoyed by all the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport? You know, our towns west of Boston have been suffering. Yes, suffering. And even being tortured by loud airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's decision to put four highways in the skies right over our homes. On days with northwest winds, the result is hundreds of planes per day, every 2 minutes or less, flying directly over our homes with near constant noise and even house-shaking vibrations as a result. I certainly feel that at my house, which is like right underneath one of those four highways in the skies. Well, you know, BostonWestFairSkies.org is trying to change this, and they're going to hold their next quarterly meeting on Wednesday, January 24th over at the Medford Public Library, which is located at 111 High Street. It's going to be over in the Magoon Room from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit BostonWestFairSkies.org on the web. And this has been a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and your noise-hating friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I got things set up on my computer right now. I just always keep a window open with that the Massport complaint webpage. And when there's an annoying plane that flies over, I take about 20 seconds to complain. And, well, I get monthly letters from them. Dear Mr. Buchard, thank you very much for your 223 complaints. Well, they say thank you, but they don't really mean it. But this is all helping. If we can get more people complaining. Okay, so we have got, I think we're going to have one last big long set before Chase Carson comes in. And of particular note, I want to say at the end of the set, we're going to hear two outstanding examples of Martin Luther King Jr., his ability to orate, to speak. The first piece at the end is going to be a remix, My Plastic Sushi, I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix, Evangelist's L'Enfant. And just a wonderful example of Martin Luther King's oration. And then we're going to hear another piece featuring him with basically Harold Faltermeyer's Axel F, which is better known as the theme from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. And that speech I'm mixing in is from the night before he was assassinated, the I've Been to the Mountaintop speech. And depending upon how things go we may hear a little Malcolm X in there too. But that'll come at the end of this big long set, and I'm going to start it off. Well, we're going to do another kind of, well, I'm going to start it off with a song by Ace Frehley, best known for being the lead guitarist, the original lead guitarist from Kiss. And in 1978, they decided to each do their own solo albums. And Ace Frehley's was the best, I think, and it sold more than Gene Simmons, or, well, I think Paul Stanley's was the second best. Gene Simmons and Peter Criss's, not particularly memorable. But this track, a little bit more guitar gear, electronic production kind of stuff, it's got this kind of, it starts off with some church bells, and then it gives way to a kind of melicky, chiming guitar figure with a drone sound. And what Ace Frehley did was he had this Gibson electric double neck with a six-string guitar on one neck, and it had a mandolin neck on the other. And so he tuned the mandolin neck to like an open chord, open E, and he stood in front of his Marshall stack with it. He didn't play the mandolin, but he played the other guitar neck, and he just let the drone sound from the guitar playing go through to the mandolin, and that's what you're hearing underneath that. And it's a really cool thing, I think. And then we're going to hear after that from Heart and from Underworld and from Fatboy Slim and even the Sex Pistols before we get into those two Martin Luther King remixes. So, well, we'll see you on the other side of that here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Ace Frehley, Fractured Mirror. We'll be right back.
Now you're hot on the press of the day, little queen. Making your passion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen. Away from the sellers, the paper said. Now you're hot on the press of the day, little queen. Making your passion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen, yeah. Little queen.
Days ahead.
Snake fighting. It's very scary fighting the snake. Really dangerous. So it's really popular at midnight. Everybody dancing on street here. Everyone with same identity. Down there, sake. Sake is really strong, like a vodka. Really dangerous. So everyone get a roll up newspaper set in on fire and the snake fighting, life fighting, Snake fighting. Life fighting. Snake fighting midnight. Life fighting midnight. 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 Snake fighting. Life fighting.
Snake fighting midnight.
Some people call me the space cowboy, and some people call me the gangster of love. Yeah, and some people walking around calling me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love.
Oh, yeah. Have no fear, my dear.
People talk about me, baby.
Talk about me bad too.
They say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't let that worry you, baby.
Oh, baby, Bobo.
'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home.
Everybody,
and I want you to know, baby, 'cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker.
Come on and follow me.
Joker is wild.
What?
In New York City, autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade, was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, we're sorry for the delay. But we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked. And to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Our theme this evening has been Royal Flush, with songs all by or about aces, kings, queens, jacks, and tens. And in particular, with Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on Monday, we've been hearing from him. We began the set with Ace Frehley and Fractured Mirror, then Heart, Little Queen, Underworld, the Fatboy Slim remix of King of Snake, followed by Fatboy Slim and Bootsy Collins, a cool cover of Steve Miller's The Joker. And then my remix, my Plastic Sushi, I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix, Evangelist Slot, Infant, and Martin Luther King. Word. And then Axel F. and Martin Luther King Jr. once again. Word. The speech the night before he was assassinated, remixed on top of the Beverly Hills soundtrack theme, Axel F. Backing me up right now is our jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, pretty lively jazz, and a track called Jumpin' Jack. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week, and stay tuned for Chase coming up real soon here on WMFO in Medford.
sway.
If you ain't got that sway.
I said, do womp, do womp, do womp, do womp.
Do womp, do womp, do womp, do womp.
I said, do womp, do womp, do womp, do womp.
Do womp, do womp, do womp, do womp.
I said, skid along, dee, don't skid on, bim, bam.